From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The Labor Department says more jobs disappeared last month than employers created, but the number was much smaller than it's been in previous months. Economist Hugh Johnson of Johnson Illington Advisors says that overall he's encouraged.
The loss of 85,000 is certainly disappointing, but at the same time, the trend continues toward an improving or strengthening employment situation. It's getting better and better with each passing month.
And revised figures show a gain of 4,000 jobs in November. December's unemployment rate was steady at 10%. Combined with the job losses, that indicates more people simply have stopped looking for work and were not counted among the unemployed. The Nigerian man accused of trying to set off a bomb aboard a Northwest Airlines flight headed to Detroit on Christmas Day will be arraigned today in federal court. Sarah Hewlett of Michigan Radio reports.
Security is tight around the federal courthouse in Detroit ahead of today's hearing. Streets have been barricaded, and federal agents and police officers are expected to be out in force. The hearing itself is expected to be very brief. Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab will be arraigned on 6 counts. The charges include attempted use of a weapon of mass destruction and attempted murder. The young Nigerian allegedly tried to detonate a chemical explosive on an airliner above Detroit on Christmas Day. The plane was carrying close to 300 people. President Obama said yesterday that counterterrorism officials had information that could have disrupted the attack, but he says they failed to put the pieces together. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Hewlett in Detroit.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy has lobbed a new salvo in his polite war with the search engine Google. He vows to tax sales of products advertised on Google's pages. Frank Browning has more from Paris.
Though the French president refrained from specifically endorsing a new online tax, he strongly praised a special government commission report that proposes taxing film and music downloads and other online portal products. He said he does not want to hamper internet commerce, but wants new sources of revenue for France's own cultural endeavors. Late last year, Sarkozy attacked Google's effort to digitize France's literary heritage and instead launched a French concern to do the same thing. The Commission's recommendation would impose taxes even on products sold by Google sites outside of France if they were ordered online from within France. Sarkozy also said Google should be investigated for unfair dominance of the internet market. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
Stocks are down this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 20 points at 10,586. Stock prices in Japan and Europe hit 15-month highs today, but stocks in China stumbled, with investors worried about government monetary policy. This is NPR News. A judge is moving the trial of a San Francisco transit officer accused of shooting an unarmed man. The new location is Los Angeles. Steve Julian of member station KPCC reports.
It's rare for a judge to change venues, but Judge Morris Jacobson agreed that the case may be a close one and difficult for some or all of the jurors to decide. The trial will now take place in the courthouse where O.J. Simpson was acquitted of murder in 1995. Former Bay Area Rapid Transit officer Johannes Meserle has pleaded not guilty to killing 22-year-old Oscar Grant. Bystanders recorded the shooting, and it quickly surfaced on the internet, outraging many people. Meserle claimed he meant to reach for his taser gun, but instead pulled and fired his handgun. The former officer is white, and Grant was African-American. The racial overtones gave Judge Jacobson another reason to move the case 400 miles away. Security will be tight, and cameras will not be allowed in the courtroom. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates is staying in his job at least for another year. Speculation had been growing that he would leave this year, but he's told President Obama he'll continue for the time being. And he's told his staff he has a lot more to accomplish. Gates stayed on with the Obama administration after serving the Bush administration. UPS, the world's largest package delivery company, says it will cut 1,800 management and administrative jobs in the U.S. UPS says about 1,100 employees will be offered separation packages. UPS has more than 340,000 workers in the U.S. The company also says it expects to exceed its earlier earnings estimate for the fourth quarter with cost savings. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.